John Hoshi with you once again on WRMJ's Relay for Life Radiothon. And joining me now is Tony Lane. And Tony is a prostate cancer survivor. And Tony, 4 years ago, you went in for just a normal exam, and your story started there. Can you kind of take us down the road of what happened?
Well, the physician noticed that I had a slightly elevated PSA level, so he recommended that I go to a urologist. Went there, done a series of tests, and they done a biopsy, and at that point in time said I did not have cancer. So a couple years later, I went back, you know, through my normal, you know, yearly exam,
right.
And my physician noticed that they were still climbing, so he recommended that I go back to the urologist. And when I went back to him at that time, the urologist right away wanted to do testing, but also wanted to just schedule an operation just to have it taken out. And I wasn't real happy with that. And he really wasn't willing to discuss any other options at that point. So my wife and I just decided to get a second opinion. So we called the Cancer Treatment Centers of America and went up there. Went through a series of tests again. They'd done a different, more biopsies, and decided that I did have cancer at that point. So,
and then you've been treated for that since then?
Well, yes and no, I guess.
Okay.
I haven't been exactly treated for the cancer.
Right.
The cancer that they determine that I have, they say, is a cancer that doesn't typically travel. So rather than, do anything as far as getting rid of the cancer at this point, they would rather that we just monitor it and see what happens and, possibly do something, later down the road. But for right now, I just go in every 3 months for a blood draw and PSA level. So.
Well, that's great. And I think the story out of this is, number one, get checked early and things can maybe be taken care of. But if you're just not comfortable with things, you maybe need to follow your gut reaction too a little bit.
Correct. You always hear, get a second opinion. And I don't know whether that's, the best case in all cases, but it definitely was, I think, for me at this point anyway.
Well, listen, I'm glad things are going well for you. And I know, as I said, you'd like to encourage anyone that if you don't think things are right or PSA levels are up, you need to get things checked out, don't you?
Yes, you do. So hopefully everything turns out for the best. So.
All right, sir. Well, we certainly hope so for your case as well. But thanks a lot for telling your story here this morning.
So you're welcome. So thanks for doing what you do for the Relay of Life. So.
Well, we're glad to do it. So once again, folks, if you'd like to help the Relay for Life out, you can call us right now here at WRMJ at 582-5626 to make a pledge, as, of course, we're trying to beat our goal from a year ago. So once again, give us a call at 582-5626 and make a pledge to help for the Mercer County Relay for Life.